Today on episode number 342, I'm going to talk you off the iTunes ledge, and we've got some clips to show you social proof of podcasting, how, number one, you can really connect with people, and we've got a little update on somebody and their stats.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where I take my 20 plus years of technical training and help you avoid the podcasting pitfalls that so many new podcasters fall into. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. Call in your comments, 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. You can click on the voicemail button out there on our website. Leave a comment, all that fun stuff, because this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to monetizing, because everything you need to start a podcast is in one place, and that is at schoolofpodcasting.com. Hey, got to give a couple quick shout-outs here. I was on the latest Podcasters Roundtable. You can find that over at podcastersroundtable.com. That's with my good buddy Daniel J. Lewis. Of course, Ray Ortega is the host, Jeffrey Powers, and Alan Newsom. Alan does a podcast about the Andy Griffith Show and does one kick butt Floyd the Barber imitation. You got to hear it. We were talking about, what do podcasters owe their audience? Now, you can watch the video over at the website. There's also, if you look for that in iTunes, that's also available as an audio podcast. Speaking of audio podcast, I'm also on episode number 32 of the Music Radio Creative podcast. And the ladies that you hear at the beginning of the show are courtesy of Music Radio Creative. And Mike Russell and I are talking about what it takes to start a podcast. So you can find that over at musicradiocreative.com/podcast. And if you're looking for some kind of like newbie kind of tips, you can find me at schoolofpodcasting.fm. So thank you to Mike. Thank you to Ray and everybody over there at Podcasters Roundtable. I had a great time. It was actually a really good episode. But what I want to get into today is, I always talk about how I always like to have kind of a podcast success story at the beginning. And I'm going to point out, this is George Hrab, who you've heard me talk about. He does the Geologic podcast. And what this little clip is, it's George has been doing, he's on episode number 299. And somebody asked him, George, did you think all the things that have happened to you? Because if you want to, I'll put a link out at the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com/342. I've actually interviewed George on the Power of Podcasting podcast. And one of his listeners asked him, did you think this is what was going to happen when you started the podcast? And listen to how George has impacted this one person's life.
Ask George.
One more question for you. George, I think or assume or something that when you started the podcast, you were basically a musician. What I mean by that is that you made slash played music as your general day-to-day activities, but when you started the podcast, you started moving into the skeptical community slash environment more and more. Now you are helping organize Nexus, opening at TAM, hanging out with the SGU people, etc., etc., etc. My question is, did you have any inkling or imagine, even in your wildest clairvoyant foresightfulness, that this is where the podcast would take your life? Thanks as always for the show, Richard. Richard? No. No. This show was started, in essence, to challenge myself to produce something once a week and to provide maybe something for Slough and my dad to listen to. That literally was the audience that I was shooting for. I never thought the skeptic angle would take off. I never thought the science angle would necessarily take off. I thought it would be kind of me telling silly stories and doing bad impressions of Stan Freberg. Maybe. And I was shooting for 50 shows. I never, ever, ever, ever thought that the podcast would be the thing that would kind of connect me with much of the community that I am connected with now. Did that sentence make sense? I didn't think it'd be the podcast that would connect me with those people. And yet somehow it was. Yeah, I never, ever assumed. I I assumed that there might be things like what I'm doing now in my future, but I didn't think the vehicle to get there would be this, you know, little garage band internet posty thing that I was going to do occasionally or once a week just for my own enjoyment, really. I never thought the connection would be there. That being said, and all of those things have been wonderful, all of the TAMs and the Nexuses and the Australian shows and the Golden Ticket tours and the creating of sketches and skits and some of the little recognition that I've gotten has been wonderful. But when the most unexpected and the most rewarding, the two that go hand in hand, are when I receive a letter like this. I'm going to read you this letter that I got. And I think this relates directly to what you're asking in terms of, like, could I have ever imagined the things that I would be doing because of the podcast or the influence that I would necessarily have because of the podcast. And again, no. But the most rewarding and the most wonderful thing about the show is receiving, you know, a letter like this. I got this just recently. Hey, Gio. My name is Tion Krieger. And I'm a 20-year-old college student from Kennesaw, Georgia. I'm a huge fan of your podcast as well as your music. Your humor and genuine skeptical insight have actually helped me tremendously in my formative years, and I wanted to thank you for aiding me in that interesting transition from teenage years to young adulthood. I was introduced to your podcast by my best friend, Tyler. Both Tyler and I were friends since age 6, and our bond was sealed by our shared intelligence and thirst for knowledge and experience. In high school, Tyler always talked about the Geologic Podcast and pestered me to listen along, and I'm thankful that he did. We've listened to an absurd amount of episodes together. He and I went to separate universities, but stayed in touch and would often talk about your podcast during conversation. One time in particular, I remembered listening to the Andy episode again, and immediately calling Tyler to tell him what a cherished part of my life he was and how much I looked forward to us maintaining our friendship into college and beyond. This is me again. For those of you that don't remember, Andy, the Andy episode was about my friend Andy passing away. And at the end of that show, I said, you know, if you tell your friends and the people that are important in your life that you love them. So this is what Tion did right after that. I would have never imagined... He continues, I would never have imagined what would happen next, and I'm glad I was able to tell him how much he meant to me. I found out this morning that Tyler died. His first year at Georgia Tech was a hard time for him, and he was mentally ill. He hid it well, though, and did surprising things like joining a fraternity and getting a great internship for a GPS tracking company. I believe he looked to you as a role model, which was evident by how many times he would do weird voices that matched yours, as well as his demeanor. I wanted to write to you to let you know that you have truly touched both of our lives. I never thought I'd lose Tyler this soon, and I'm truly devastated. I'm not sure what's next and would appreciate any advice concerning how to deal with this grief. I apologize if my message opened up an old wound, but I felt that you should know that you were a bright light in Tyler's life. To get something like that is such a... I'm so sad that that happened, and it's so horrible that your friend passed away, but that you guys could share some silliness with me, and after you heard my story about Andy, that you called Tyler and told him he was important to you is beyond measure for me in terms of a wonderful bonus. For me to be able to read something like that from a stranger is, or you know, a one-sided friend is a completely unexpected bonus. I get letters like this all the time, and I don't often read them because I don't want it to feel like self-aggrandizement on any level, But people send me this kind of stuff, and I really appreciate it. And it's the most real thing out of anything that I do.
Very cool. Now that's actually kind of an edited version because George actually got more into giving the guy advice, and so I kind of cut that down a little bit. If you want to hear the whole thing, go over to geologicpodcast.com. George is a very funny guy. He's actually a skeptic, and so he gets into a lot of science things and things like that, but he's a very entertaining, very, very, very creative guy and a great musician as well, phenomenal drummer, and I consider him a good friend, and I've talked to him numerous times. Speaking of clips, I've got a clip. This is from the Multimedia Marketing Show, and this is Terry Lynn was being interviewed. Now, Terry Lynn does the Build My Online Store podcast. Now, what's interesting is Terry took a niche, which is making money online, and broke it down into a sub-niche, which is people that are using online stores. And he's been doing it for 6 months, and he shared his numbers on this podcast. So I thought that would share that for you just so you can kind of see. He's talking about downloads per month. So if you divide those by four, you'll see here again that when people find your niche, they will go back and download your entire podcast.
So it's interesting. The first month I released it, I had probably 300 downloads now. And so I thought, wow, you know, 300 people, that's actually more than I thought. And then as of December last year, it was probably like at 9,000 a month. So, I mean, it's not as big as some other podcasts, but knowing that, you know, you've grown 30 times in half a year is pretty well, though. And I think one of the key aspects you should do is if your podcast is growing organically, people will naturally reach out to you, especially if your content's resonating with them. So basically, if you look at your opt-ins, your Twitter followers, you know, if they're getting gradually growing without you really pushing the content out, that's how you know, kind of a subtle way, that it's really resonating and people are finding it organically.
And speaking of when people find your podcast, they will download the entire back catalog. I've talked before about WP Plugins A to Z. You can find that at WPPluginsATZ.com. And Marcus and John were talking about how somebody had found their podcast and they went and downloaded the entire back catalog. And here's a clip of them talking about that.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the people in the last week that have sent us some great congratulations as far as our 100th episode. And also thank you to all the people that are sending us nice reviews in iTunes. We've got a really good handful, at least in the U.S. store, in the past couple weeks, and we'd like to see that continue. Nice to see that someone actually drove cross-country and was listening to every one of our shows, John, going backwards. Someone wrote me and said that they were traveling from Boston to West Texas, and that they managed to get in, I think, half of the entire catalog as far as WordPress plugins go. The funny note that I got was that they pretty much wanted to ignore their family once they got to their destination and just get on WordPress and download all these plugins. So that was kind of a funny story, and great to hear that we could entertain somebody for a 2,000-mile trek across the country.
No kidding. I didn't think that was possible, but okay.
Hi, this is Dave Jackson, and like a well-oiled machine, your body is the perfect engine. However, if you put the wrong food into it over a long period of time, you're going to face significant consequences. I know, because I have. Are you like me? You're just too busy to exercise, just too much life in the way? Maybe you're thinking about buying that new latest diet pill that's supposed to erase, block, and dissolve fat and make you thin in just a few days. Order now! Look, it's time to face facts. There is no pill that works in a healthy way with long-term benefits. It's up to you. I'm going to lose 25 pounds, and I'm going to show you how. You can watch and listen to me on the Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. If I can do it, so can you. Live right, lose weight, live long. It's really that simple. Logical Weight Loss Podcast at logicalloss.com. Come on, you can do it.
What I want to talk to you today about a couple things, and these both involve panicking and how to avoid panic. And so the first one I want to talk about is February 8th was my birthday, and thank you to all who wished me a happy birthday. And I do want to do this. If you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/342, if you have no idea how old I am, if you've never seen me, I would love to know what you think my age is. Okay? I would love to know that. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/342. Leave it in the comments. I think it would be great to see. And so I woke up on my birthday, and I was off to teach a class at the Cleveland Clinic, and I was teaching them Excel. That's my background as a corporate trainer, and I love to make things easy to understand. That's my background. I've been doing it for 20 years. And I got this email from somebody that said, Dave, I don't know if you realize this, but your website right now is simply a instructional page on OptimizePress, which is the plug, it's the theme I use for my website. And sure enough, I went there, and that's all there is. And I logged in on my phone to the back end, and every single post and all but like three pages of my website were just gone. Now, I'm still not 100% sure why they disappeared, but in the end, it doesn't really matter. They were gone. And I've been using Backup Buddy. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Backup Buddy, and I, to make a long story short, I was playing with the settings and somehow my last backup was 59 days ago and that wasn't going to work. So luckily I use HostGator as my website host, contacted them and they had me back up and running shortly. But I do say this now to avoid the whole kind of reaction I had because I couldn't do anything. I was in the middle of a class. And the good news is that's where my support team comes in, and they got me back up and going. The other thing that was interesting, I've just had a week of technology hell, is the plugin I was using to put video on my video tutorials. They came out with a new version, and I don't know if that's a coinkydink or not, but all of a sudden the old version just quit using, which of course they said, well, you should upgrade. And it's like a $300 plugin. And I went, you know, the theme I use is kind of geared for membership sites and for sites that are trying to monetize things. So in this case, I'm promoting my membership site, and it has a built-in video player. And I went, you know, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk about today. Sometimes making things fancy schmancy, like I was using this thing called Easy Video Player. And yeah, it gave me stats and I could see what the most popular video was of the week. But in the end, that really didn't serve any purpose for me, because I communicate many times with the members of the School of Podcasting via email, via chat, voicemail, things like that. So I wasn't really checking those stats anyway. And so sometimes we get kind of, what's the word, mesmerized by the shiny object. And ooh, look, stats, and look, it's great. And I could do this, and I could do that with it. And I could have pop-ups in the middle of my video. And I'm like, I'm not using any of that stuff. And in the end, sometimes just keeping it simple is not a bad idea. You know, when you have the power steering and the power door locks and the power this and the power that, you've kind of given more things to break down on your car. So the good news is I've gone back, and my problem is Backup Buddy, the cool thing about Backup Buddy is it will back up your entire site. I mean, all of the above. Well, that's cool unless you're like me and have a couple gigs of video, of HD video. And it kind of bogs down the backup process. So I've gone through and I have set it up to just back up my pages, my posts, and some other things like that. And I will back up. I've got copies of the video on my computer. So I want to apologize for the members of the School of Podcasting for things being down for the better part of a day and a half there as I got things. Because once I got them up, like I said, the plugin wasn't working. So I just spent about 4 hours getting all my videos to work and copying that over. But the great thing is we talked about George and his relationship with his audience. I got so many letters of encouragement from people. So I emailed the members of the School of Podcasting. I said, hey, here's the deal. I'm really, really sorry. And I'll let you know when things go up. And I got them all saying, hey, it's no problem, Dave. We trust you. We believe in you. And we know you're on it. And so that was really, really encouraging for me, and things are back up and going, and I've already backed up things again, and so I'm very happy about that. So that's one way to avoid the panic, is whether using Backup Buddy or whatever thing, back up your website, keep it up to date, keep your plugins up to date, and if you have any kind of old test, I think this is what's causing my problem. I have a lot of test blogs, and I think those were outdated, and I think that's what opened the door for having people come in and hack my site or whatever it was. So always, always, always have a backup, and make sure that backup is working, because now we get an email that says, hey, your website is backed up every day. Hey, your website is backed up. We are good to go. The other thing I'm doing, if you're a member of the School of Podcasting, you check your email, and we are having a live webinar just for the members of the School of Podcasting, just a way of saying, look, I know some people had just signed up. What a horrible experience. You just sign up and then there's nothing to look at. So I said, look, anybody, here's the deal. If you want your questions answered, I'm going to do a 2-hour live just Q&A with the members of the School of Podcasting, which is actually something I used to do on a more regular basis. Before there were Podcasters Roundtable, there was the School of Podcasting Roundtable. And I might start doing those again, and I might make those public. We'll see. There's something I think you're going to see a lot of people take what Ray has started with the Podcasters Roundtable and go, you know what, that's good for my community too. And I've got tutorials. If you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube, I've got some videos that show you how to use Google Hangouts and kind of the technology that Ray and Daniel and I use when we do the Podcasters Roundtable. All right, what I want to do right now is we're going to kind of revisit iTunes. And what I want to talk about, this is something that happens on a semi-fairly regular basis, is iTunes is the 900-pound gorilla. It's the directory that you want to be in. That is true. Now, it doesn't have the power that it used to, but you really should be in iTunes, right? So the problem is iTunes doesn't make a cent off your podcast, right? So consequently, I know the guys at Microsoft, right? I know Rob Greenlee from Microsoft. There's no Rob Greenlee for Apple. There are rumors of certain email addresses that you can use, but there's not really a lot of support when it comes to podcasts for iTunes. So consequently, when things go wrong, you kind of just have to go, yeah, that's Apple. They don't have to care. They're Apple. So what I was trying to do this week, and I want to help you with this too, is we're going to kind of go back. I've explained iTunes in the past, like I've used cupcake analogies and things like that. And so today we're just going to go back to the story of radio, because we kind of understand radio. And you think about it, there's a guy in a booth and he broadcasts at a certain frequency. Now that frequency, let's say you tune in at home and it's on the radio. Then you tune in your car and it's on the radio. And then you get into work and you tune into that signal. So whatever happens in the booth automatically appears in the car, at home, and at work, because everybody's tuned into that signal. So far, so good. We understand that. Your signal is what's called your RSS feed. It stands for really simple syndication. And when you use the free program WordPress, it automatically puts one out. I recommend a plugin, which is just a piece of software that adds additional code that adds your iTunes information. So what happens then is when you put out a new blog post with media, like audio or video, attached to it, it updates the RSS, better known as your signal. It updates your signal so anybody listening to it would get it, right? Whether they're in the car, whether they're in the work, whether they're home, whatever. So what you do is once you get your podcast all set up, with all your artwork or with all your descriptions and all the things that you need to do. We've talked about that in the past, the 27 steps to get into iTunes. And they're not that hard. Step one is pick a name, right? So it's not that hard. But once you get everything set, you go to iTunes and you say, hey, iTunes, hi, I'm a new podcaster. Here is my signal, better known as your RSS feed. Here's my signal. Why don't you tune your radio into this? And iTunes says, hey, I'm on it. And they lock in to your RSS feed, your signal. And they never, ever, ever change the dial. So you know what? The feed that I submitted to iTunes back in 2005, they're still listening to it. They've never changed the dial. So what happens then is when you go back to your booth, which is your website, and you type up a new post and you type a little show notes and you add your media from Libsyn or Blueberry or whatever you're using, and you publish that just in the same way that if the DJ adds a new record in the booth, you at your website have added a new episode, and that updates everybody who is tuned into it. So that could be iTunes. It could be people on their smartphone. It could be people at Stitcher. It could be anybody that is subscribed to your feed. They're tuned in, and they get the new song. They get the new episode. So since iTunes never changes, or so we think, when things go wrong, we think that it's us. So let's say you're listening to the radio and a song's coming on and la 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 la, and all of a sudden it just goes la, and you're like, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with the booth because there's nothing on the radio. And so you go running back to what you would do to troubleshoot this, right? Would be first things first, you'd go find the DJ and go, hey, what's wrong with the record? And he goes, what are you talking about? Listen, la, 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 la. Record's going fine. So what does that mean? It's something with the signal, maybe, or something like that. So you go back to the original thing. So here's, I'm going to talk about something. I hate to do this. It's kind of visual. But when you're a member of the school of podcasting, I explain all this stuff. But basically, when you log into your website, use this free program called WordPress. You go into what's called the PowerPress settings and you go under feeds. And it basically says, hey, here is your signal. Like in Cleveland, a very popular station is 100.7. It's the Buzzard. You know, WMMS, the Buzzard, Cleveland, right? 100.7. What says, hey, here is your feed. Whatever your website is, blah, 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 slash feed, right? You can take that and copy it and put it into something like Facebook, into Firefox. I think you can put it into Google. But I know with Firefox, it will show you all of your episodes. So we had a situation this week with one of my clients where she has three episodes and only two on the phone version of podcasts, right? App, only two were showing. And I was like, well, that's weird. So I went back and I looked at, right? I went back to the booth and I went back and I looked at what iTunes is looking at and I checked it. And you know what? There were three episodes and I'm like, well, I know I've done my part. My signal shows three episodes. So what's wrong then? It's Apple. And so I went over, I fired up the PC version of iTunes. I did a search for her show and the episode, her podcast listing showed two episodes. And I'm like, well, that's weird. I subscribed to it and I got all three. It's not my fault. My signal is perfect. There's something wrong with this radio. Or in this case, there's something wrong with iTunes. And weird, wacky things like this happen on a bi-monthly basis where I'll have somebody submit a podcast to iTunes and their image won't show up. Their description is there. Their episode is there. Everything's there. No image. And here is my answer. You go back and you look at your feed and you go, wait a minute, let's make sure. Because when you submit your podcast to iTunes, you should see everything. But you go back, you check your signal and you go, yeah, here it's showing the link to the image. Let's make sure that image is not, you know, a dead link. Nope, it's good. Your signal is fine. It's Apple. It's iTunes. And so what do you do in that case? You ready? It's a horrible answer. You wait. In the past, you could ping iTunes and say, hey, come back and look at this again, would you? Because you're a little flaky. Look at that again, Apple. And about, I'm going to guess a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, they took that away. Why? Because they're Apple. They don't have to care. Now, for the record, from what I understand, they have great customer service. But again, keep again, Apple isn't making a dime off your podcast. And I don't blame them. And I'm not complaining because without iTunes, we wouldn't be where we were. But my point is, at that point, you pretty much just wait. And in our case, we waited about 2.5 days and boom, episode 3 shows up fine. So sometimes you just have to wait. The bad news is when you're a new podcaster, you kind of freak out on stuff like that. And that's where you have somebody like me that goes, really, it's going to be okay. It's going to come off the ledge. It's going to be okay. I know it's not there. It will be there. Trust me, it will be there. And how do you know it's going to be there? You go back, you check your feed, you see if everything's in there. There's all the episodes, there's all the artwork. You can see it. And if you need help with that, you can always, you know, hire me out at schoolpodcasting.com. But I want to talk you off the ledge and just let you know that when you go back and you see everything is fine in your feed, but it's not fine in iTunes, just wait. Just wait. It will eventually update itself. It might be a day. It might be a week. I think the longest I waited once for an image to show up was about 2.5 weeks. And I'm not sure why. There wasn't anything wrong. It's just an iTunes thing. So what did we learn today? We learned that via podcast, you can affect people in a positive way. You want to change the world? Start a podcast. You want to reach people? You want to get your message out? Start a podcast. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Yes, you want to make a great first impression. It doesn't have to be perfect. My wife and I are still working on our Healing Our Marriage podcast, and we're kind of making it up as we go along. We had an idea, and I think about episode 10, we'll finally hit our stride. We're working on episode 4. We just released episode 3, and, you know, you can make it up. Because the good news is, in a year, nobody's going to go back. Well, okay, maybe a few people. That's the other thing we learned. People will go back and listen to it, and they'll kind of giggle when they hear episode 1, right? We've learned that. And we've learned that A, you want to back up your podcast on a regular basis. And B, if iTunes isn't looking exactly the way it's supposed to look, it's iTunes. What are you going to do? The better use of your time is to focus on making that wow content so that your numbers will jump like Terry Lins are doing, because he found his niche. He's finding things that interest his market. And he's putting out great content that sounds good, looks good, and you can do that too. And I would love to help you with that to avoid these podcasting pitfalls. I would love to do that. Go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. There's a big blue Join Now button in the upper right-hand corner. If you would like to have some one-on-one counseling, feel free to contact me, Dave, at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can also go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/schedule. And just check out my schedule and do it that way. And you can follow me on Twitter at Learn to Podcast. All sorts of fun things. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Let me remind you that it's time. It is time to start living a life worth podcasting about. And we will see you next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting, if not sooner. If not sooner, maybe, possibly. And until then, class is dismissed, and God bless.